What's up, what's up? Driving down from Kingwood to Galleria in Houston, so I thought I'd make a little episode. Today is basic sales and communication skills. I can tell you I'm pretty good at this, and I'm thinking about selling guns and kind of like combat items. I'm a pacifist, but I may end up selling firearms. I mean, look, it's okay to have in Texas for self-defense and hunting purposes, but I like metal. I like steel. Anyways, so I've been selling a lot of gym equipment, dumbbells. I sold about 1,000 pounds of weights yesterday. My best day sales-wise I've had in over 4 years, not since I used to sell home security systems. It feels good. Today is kind of like an off day, slow day. I almost can't help myself. I mean, today I'm being generous. Today is my generosity day. So if people are like really, really trying to get a deal, then I'll give them a deal today. Yesterday I was being hyper animated, so today I gotta rest a little bit, because man, I was going nonstop for 12 hours. 12 hours of me going nonstop is the equivalent of 20 hours of a normal person. So take a little break, but I'd like to have that. I'd like to be selling about 1,000 pounds of metal a day. You know, steel is not very expensive to manufacture, so what I'm really curious about is, like, what would it take for me to acquire a steel? I guess it would be a mill. I mean, all you really need is the mold, and then you're pouring molten steel together, and then you gotta fasten. It's really just a handle and two hexes, right? Different handles. Maybe they're all the same handle for every single size. I don't know, but regardless, I don't think it's that much to make in steel. It would be the skill of the labor, and then it would also be the forge. I guess you need a forge. I don't think anyone in modern times has ever seen a freaking forge, you know, like a blacksmith. But these dumbbells are selling like fucking hotcakes. It's fun when you're selling something that people crave, right? It's a lot of fun when you're selling. It's nice to be wanted, right? It's nice to have your phone blowing up with customers. It's fun, you know, especially when I've worked jobs where you have to go chase people down and get rejected all day long. That's not very fun. What is fun is when you got something that everybody wants in crazy demand. That's fun. That's what I would like to do forever, if we can just find the best things that people want. Okay, basic communication. So, if you can sense my energy level right now, I'm at like a resting 2 or 3. Honestly, I'm at a resting 2 or 3. Yesterday, I was pretty much at a 9.5 all day long. Okay, going fucking ham. Today, I'm wearing dark green. I'm just resting. You know, my buddy wanted a squat rack, and I'm making $50 off of it, so I'll go deliver it to him for $50. I mean, I don't mind. I'm trying to help him out. He can't, he doesn't have access to the same suppliers that I have. I'll do a favor for $50, whatever, but, it takes me 20 minutes. You know? Okay. So, that's $100 an hour, I mean, if we could keep it constant. And then if we could multiply that times 6, it'd be $600 an hour. Anyways. You want to match them at their energy level, you know? So when I'm selling things on a marketplace, online, and I get an inquiry, first they just, you know, the first level of interest is all, not even a 1 out of 10, it's about a half a point out of 10. It's just like, hey, you still have this, right? Hey, is this available? So that's the most basic form of interest, okay? You match them, yeah. And I'll say, like, where are you at? YWA. It's like the laziest response ever. Yeah, YA. Yeah, where are you at, right? Okay, I match them with, I'll probably match them with a 1 or 2. I want to sell it, so it's a hot 2, but it's, you know, yeah, what's up? Yeah, where are you at? Or, you know, where are you located? Where are you located is the next round. Then it's like, you know, then they'll offer a price, or they'll ask where you are, or, you know, another level of interest. Okay, then a 2 or a 3. You know, so I'll give them a 2 or a 3, right? I'll match them. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. I also have a bunch of other shit, you know what I mean? Yes, free delivery in Greater Houston or whatever. Okay? And the third level of interest, the buying question. Okay? You know, basically the third back and forth. Okay? Are you available today? You know, can I come meet you? Can you come meet me? Okay? How much for this and that? Now they're starting to bundle, okay? Now we're at like a 6 or a 7. We're almost, you know, almost there, ready to go, okay? And then if they give me a 6 or a 7, I'll probably start busting out some 9s, right? Let's just do the thing, okay? I'll bust out a couple 9s. Usually I'll take them to a 9, right? And then we'll be locked in, you know? Then the deal is basically done. You know, if you do it correctly, when you don't sound too pushy and you're not desperate either, you're simply just matching their energy level with, you know, slight motivation, but you're not overdoing it, because then that's unattractive. You're trying too hard, man. If you go on a date and you are trying too hard, it's usually kind of unattractive, or you'd be, you know, treated like a sucker. Okay, but if you're too lazy, it's like, man, you're trying to sell fitness equipment. I don't want to buy fitness equipment from a lazy person. Now my energy's at about a 5 or 6, okay? This is just my energy's going up a little bit. Because I like to move things. I like to get things done, right? Even on my day off, 5 or 6 is easy, effortless. There's no effort involved. Okay? Now... And this applies to all sales jobs, all sales calls, anything, any negotiation of activity, anything. There is some kind of obligation or commitment. Hey, can you do me a favor? Hey, can you do this? Hey, would you be able to meet me here? Hey, could you set me up with your friend? Hey, could you introduce me to your boss? You know, whatever. Everything is a negotiation, right? So... Now, if I, you know, okay, so if we start over, they give me a half, I give them a 2, they give me a 1. If they give me a 1 from a 2, that means they're most likely just lazy or not, you know, very barely, because, like, the first message is like an automated message. It's not even like they just press a button, right? They don't even have to say anything. So if I get to a 2 or a 3 and they're giving me a 1, like a okay, or, like, you know, replies an hour later, then I'm going to go back to 1, which is just, yeah, or cool, right? Because if they have any interest whatsoever, it will probably kind of slightly annoy them. Because sometimes people like to extract your energy. They want to give you 1, and they want you to get up to an 8 or a 9, and then they're just going to walk away. You understand? These are energy thieves. They're basically just trying to siphon off your momentum. And this happens in traffic too. People will literally kind of cut you off and take your physical momentum, you know, as you have to brake and slow down. So, you know, you learn that in martial arts. Everything has momentum. You know, you can take people's momentum, but if you do that too much, then I think it will have a karma effect. You got to give and take. If you're going to take momentum, you need to give momentum. If you give momentum, then it will be okay to take momentum. Everything has to be in a flow, right? Flow state. So if I'm giving them, I mean, this is just so common sense, but the funny thing is like most people don't understand. They're too excited and eager and inexperienced and their false, you know, their immature excitement, they're firing off 9s and 10s. Oh my God, this is so cool. Come join my business, you know, network marketing. Oh my God, and we just had a product launch, and it's so freaking awesome, and blah. You know, they're firing off 9s and 10s, and then literally, if I give them a 2, like, yeah, you know, I mean, honestly, I'm not that interested, but, you know, good luck. I'm not totally closing the door, but I am kind of shutting the door to a crack, right? I'll just be like, okay, well, let me know how everything's going in about a month. Touch base with me later. I'm not giving them a 0, which is, like, blocked. A 0 is, like, communication line severed, most likely not opened again. You straight up blocked someone. You most likely never going to talk to them ever again. You almost have a hate or a repulsion or a spite or something, right? Okay, so you don't go firing off 9s if they're not displaying 9, right? You only fire off 9s like when this close is imminent, when they're pulling out their credit card, right? When they've already agreed to buy. You know what I mean? And people still flake out. There are still flakes. There are still people who will cancel. There are still no-shows. And the worst is when they're firing off a 9 or a 10 back. Yeah, man, sick. Yeah, I totally want this. Yeah, meet me right. Can you meet me right now? And then they fucking straight up ghost you. See, that's annoying, right? So you see how we could go from 10 to 0 real quick. I'm a 10. They're a 10. They flake out. They ghost me. I'm pissed. I go to a 0. You know, maybe there was an emergency. Maybe they forgot. You know, don't lose a second sale just, you know, out of emotion. But if they're going to be disrespectful, I give them 2 chances. I don't give them 3 chances. They say 3 strikes and you're out. I don't give them 3 strikes. I give them 2. If they fuck up and they ghost or no show, or they're like 10, 20 minutes late, that's strike 1. If I really want the deal, or if I like them, I'll give them 1 more chance. But if they're not going to respect you, you know, it's a 0. You need to learn a punishment. You need to be, you know, and maybe that's not the right etiquette, maybe. But, you know, if you don't behave like that, if you don't have standards for yourself, you're setting yourself up to get taken advantage of. You know, generosity is a good thing, but too much of a good thing becomes a bad thing. If you're too generous, you're going to get taken advantage of, okay? You got to have boundaries, and that's so that you can protect your momentum so that you can help more people. Because if people are taking your momentum, it's like your factory is operating at half speed, right? No, I need my factory to be going at 100%, right? Then I can just crank out, you know, more supply for people. So now my energy is probably at like a 7, right? You hear energy like a crack. You hear the intensity. It always sounds louder inside of your diaphragm. It always sounds louder to you than it sounds to the other person, like on a video recording. But it's like a crack. It's like a lightning, right? This is solar plexus energy. You know, I'm into that. I'm into chakras, but the crack, right? I'm not going to go up to a 10, not on this episode. But I'll take you to about a 7 or an 8. You know, that's about an 8 right there, okay? I'm not going to take you any more past that. Unless somehow I feel some weird kind of synchronization with you in past and future time. I kind of have this belief that timelines are somehow connected in a weird way. Because sometimes I'll start feeling the energy of a future event. Or maybe I've just done a lot of psychedelics and I think that that's what's happening. But it actually could be happening that way. Don't we all want to have psychic abilities? That's like every child's fantasy. You don't know how bad I wanted to be a wizard. Harry Potter came out when I was like 10 or 11. And then that was when we had like the scare of like, oh my God, it's witchcraft and wizardry. I don't want my Christian child reading a book about witchcraft, you know, but then somehow they were able to spin it off to where it's harmless and they're good wizards. They're good wizards. Right, they don't hurt people. It's a story of a savior named Harry. Well, you don't know how bad I wanted to be a freaking wizard. I think we're all wizards. I think we actually all have, like, I don't want to say magic, but for some people, straight up art. Okay, really, dude? This dude has got two humongous exhausts on a Mazda Miata. What are you doing, man? What are you doing? Rainbow chrome exhaust on a red Miata. That looks absurd. That looks ridiculous. Okay. Yeah, I guess this person enjoys cheap entertainment because that's all they are right now. More of a nuisance. Okay. Match them. If we go up to 6 and you're matching me 6 and then you go back to 3, which is what? Symbolic of what? Symbolic of, oh, let me think about it. All right, man, well, you know, they kind of start making an excuse. All right, man, well, you know, let me get back to you, or they just don't respond, or, you know, depending on if you're face-to-face or over the phone or whatever, but or a message, but, you know, they're kind of starting to give you the slip. Okay, well, let me look around. This is the fatal mistake of a lot of salespeople. When you're in retail sales, you kind of just take every hot lead you can, right? So they will try really, really hard because that person went from 6 to 3 now, right? And now they're trying to leave. And you know, you got kind of more amateur. I mean, you can hard close a 3 back to a 10, but it's going to cost you a lot of energy. And there is every possibility that they're going to return or they're going to cancel last minute, you know what I mean, have buyer's remorse. So if they're not going from a 6 to an 8, you know, energy level, interest, you're feeling it, you're feeling this connection, you know that they want it, they're ready to buy, they're already deciding and planning to buy, well, you know, I to be honest with you, I think it's a waste of time. Unless you're really, really desperate, but you're paying to make that deal go through with a lot of your personal energy. I'm just going to say that. You are, and here's the weird thing that we don't know how to basically quantify yet scientifically. I call it bioenergy. And bioenergy is simply kind of like chakra energy. Like, you can't really, like, okay, if you're getting a job or you're going to a job interview, you can't really, like, systematically, mathematically quantify with dollars how much your energy is worth, okay? Because that's, like, very vague. What do you mean, energy? What are you talking about? You know what I mean? And I'm like, energy as in intensity. If you're sustaining, like, a 9 or a 10 in energy level or whatever, just kinetic, you're bringing it, right? Athletes are usually at 10s when they're training. But, you know, if you are bringing a 10, how much do you think that's worth, right? And it's hard to basically, like, we're bartering, right? It's hard to barter for energy when we don't exactly know how to quantify it. So I'm just telling you, like, you know, okay, you try to get this person. He was at a 6 or a 7. And then for some reason, he starts backing out. And then, you know, now he's acting like a 3 or a 4. And then you're kind of getting annoyed. You're kind of getting disappointed. You're kind of feeling rejected. You're kind of getting upset. You know what I mean? You're kind of like, this is, all right, don't waste my time, dude. So that's kind of like the intermediate mistake. The intermediate mistake is like you're allowing your emotions to cost you reputation, which is future business, and referrals, right? So, you know, don't get emotional. This is what I did when I was younger, and it was costing me a lot of, I would say, momentum because, you know, I'll get angry. I'll say, like, but I would start attacking them, right? Because it's easy for me to attack somebody. It doesn't cost me energy when I'm annoyed, you know. But you're like, are you serious, dude? Or you're like, why did you message me then? Like, bro, I drove all the way out here. Where are you? And I'm like, you know, and then you start getting angry. You start wanting to hurt them. Fuck you, you know, fuck that guy. That's a mistake. Don't do that. Listen, man, if they go from a 9 to a 6 to a 3, match them. Give them a 2. Go back to a 2. Immediately start acting lazy. Start acting lazy and tired and just... I know it sounds weird to say that as a sales strategy, but it works, right? Because what are you saying? You're saying, I don't need your business, man. On a pride level, you're saying, man, I don't need your business. You know, on a human level, it's saying, look, man, I'm not going to try to force you into something that you're not totally comfortable with. Isn't that the most ethical thing to do? So anyways, you know, sales trainers, like, there's a few that I follow, but they act like there are certain strategies you can use. There's certain strategies you can use to get them back up to a 10. You start asking them questions. You know, you're trying to use these weirdo kind of language and neuro-linguistic. You know, yeah, you could, but even if you try to get them back to a 10, what I'm saying is it would cost you energy. So you have to decide if they're at a 6. It just depends on what's the deal, what's the profits, whatever, what's time commitment, how long does it take to get a new lead. But it's just like, yeah, okay, maybe you just go all out and you're just trying to get that one deal in a day. Maybe it's better for you to just match them. I think it's better for you to just match them and get more qualified leads. But if you're doing cold calls, if you're doing door-to-door, if you're doing retail, well, then maybe you have to just pull the trigger, right? So maybe you can hard close them. Maybe they actually want you to, because what they're really doing is trying to extract as much 9 and 10 energy out of you. And I know that sounds weird to hear someone say that, and you maybe have never thought of that before, but it kind of makes sense, you know? You're extract, like, girls who like guys that blow up at them and get pissed, sometimes they're actually doing that on purpose. Like, they want the guy to explode because it somehow makes them feel like they're more attractive. Somehow makes them feel like they're more desirable, and it makes them feel like they have more control over the situation if they can trigger you. So just be careful of people who trigger you. Be careful of energy thieves. And if there are 2, just go back to 1. If they go from 6 to 3, then go back to 2. Go back to 1. You know, whatever. You know, one word replies. All right. LMK, let me know. All right, hit me up. Right, HMU, hit me up. Or just K. Anyways, just some things for you to consider.